Episode 197.
I think keeping in contact with your team is very important. Developing that in myself and then also the plan to do that has been top priority here as we've gotten started.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to Remarkable Results Radio. Listen to learn just one thing from today's episode on your journey to remarkable results.
Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here, and welcome to Remarkable Results Radio, the automotive aftermarket's powerful resource of online, on-demand content. Hey, it's just like Netflix for radio, and I'm with Gary Pontius Jr. here in episode 197. This episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Now, you know, they're the reason you enjoy these interviews twice per week. Now, when you need innovation and quality, you need Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Anco, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more, they're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Hey, thanks to you, episode listens are growing. And I was wondering if you could do me a favor. Now, there's many in the aftermarket that have not even heard of the show or even know what podcasting is. Now, you've obviously discovered podcasting, understand it, and the value of the insights, trends, and remarkable results stories. So would you share? Tell a friend? You know, by nature, I'm competitive, and I love to set a goal and reach it. Now, this month, I'm looking for 500 new listeners, and I know with your help, it can happen. Now, if you could tell a friend, I can see the power of networking in action. It'll take an email or show a friend how to download the free app or just call up the website on a friend's smartphone or laptop. Now, here's thanking you ahead of time for your effort. Here's a big shout out to new Facebook friends Craig Tomzek, Brian Clifford Henry, and David Denman. And to my new LinkedIn connections, David Rogers, Robert DePontes, and Cody Downs. Hey, thanks for your social connections. Now, meet Gary Pontius Jr., the vice president of Toledo Auto Care. Together with his dad, Gary Sr., they're celebrating the 100th year of Toledo Auto Care as Toledo, Ohio's oldest independent auto repair shop, established back in 1917. We had a great interview, and Gary shares the strength and power of his business culture in creating the successful business they have today. Gary's dad bought the business in 1985, and Gary credits their culture and fundamental strategies for allowing them to scale their business into their second location in their celebration year for their 100th anniversary. Gary has his AAM from Automotive Management Institute, and as you've come to expect with each interview, there are interesting stories. Now, one great one is on how they found their second branch. This is a great story and one that should be considered as a smart tool to hunt down your next location. You'll hear about the company's yearly theme, individual team member lunches, his interviewing process to ensure a cultural fit, the value of a business coach, and his application of the E-Myth principles to scale his business. Gary really gave it up, which will require you to write down a lot of great insights. Now, here we go with Gary Pontius Jr. from Toledo Auto Care. A warm welcome to Gary Pontius Jr. from Toledo Auto Care. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hi, Carm.
100 years. I mean, to me, that's the big celebration. What is going on inside of Toledo Auto Care this year to celebrate this momentous occasion?
Well, we started our second location. We purchased a second location, and that was kind of our 100th year kickoff here.
Wow. So, okay, 100 years, all in the family name or not?
Nope, not in the family name. My family has owned it since 1985. It was friends of the family that owned it before then, and it was their family that started it back in downtown Toledo.
Mm-hmm. And so 100 years in 2017, that is just incredible. Always as a automotive repair, maybe not automotive back 100 years ago, but it was always in the repair business. How did it start?
Yeah, so it was always automotive related. We started downtown at Monroe and 11th back in 1917 as a radiator and body shop. We then moved about 30 years later out a little farther down Monroe Street, out of downtown, and we were radiator and glass. We were also a glass company where we would install automotive glass. about 1968 or so, we moved out to where the main location is now, which is Monroe and Secor area in Toledo. Back then, it was the suburbs. It's not so much anymore.
Got it.
And we were radiatoring glass there as well, and transitioned into radiator and auto repair throughout the 80s and the 90s. And then in early 2000s, the radiator business changed quite a bit over the years. And as a good business owner, you know that you need to change with the times, right?
Yeah.
So we did that.
Yeah.
Yep. So we did that. We transitioned out of radiator and then became full service auto repair.
You know, it's great to hear the legacy stories of our automotive aftermarket and how far we've come, and to consider that this business continues to go strong 100 years. So in 84, your dad, Gary Pontius Sr., bought the business.
Yes.
You weren't involved in it at that time, were you?
Just a few years later.
Okay, mm-hmm. A few years later. And Dad's still working hard in the business, the president of the company, right?
Right.
How is it to convince Dad to have that anniversary second location?
It's always something that he has been interested in as well. And I've run day-to-day operations since 06, so about 10 years.
All right.
And it's been a goal of mine to grow the business to multiple locations. And so this past summer, I wrote a letter to business owners and picked out 12 shops that I was interested in purchasing, and sent that letter out. And three came back, and one of them was the one that we ended up purchasing.
Interesting way to do it. Did you know these prospects?
I knew some of them.
Okay.
I knew probably three of them, which the letters that came back, one of them I knew fairly well. The other two, I did not know one at all, and I knew of the other one.
You know, it's so interesting to talk about succession planning and preparing to sell your business to all of a sudden get a letter and say, what? Are
yeah.
you kidding? Someone may be interested in my business. I mean, that rarely happens. Good story. What's the biggest secret, Gary, to knowing you're ready to open a second location or a third or a fourth?
I believe the biggest key is that you are able to franchise your business. The E-Myth book is a very good book in talking about that type of a thing. And so over the past probably 5-6 years, that's one of the things that we've done very well with is creating manuals, creating standard operating procedures, doing the best that we can do to, in a sense, franchise our business. So we need to be able to know we have processes and procedures in place that work, and we can take them and use them elsewhere.
I'm glad to hear you say E-Myth, Michael Gerber. We talk about it a lot on the show, and he just recently updated his book. I think it was about November of 2016, called Beyond the E-Myth. Anyone who's a fan of Michael Gerber, you have got to buy this book, because the premise is very interesting, and I think it'll help people more. This book will help them more than the original book. Hey, I was happy to hear that you said processes and systems and franchising the business. That's the concept. If you've got a good running place, it's not hard to duplicate and grow a second, third, and fourth location. But also, how important is culture in a business?
Culture is huge. Culture is ultimately who you are. And so culture is huge, and that is not something that you can develop overnight. That's something that takes time, takes repetition, and takes some tweaking and adjusting as the years go on as well.
Do you have purpose? Do you have a vision statement, a mission statement, a purpose in your company to rally the troops around?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we have all of those. Our core purpose is to help people maintain a safe and reliable vehicle. And so we have those posted throughout our buildings, both of them now. And that's one of the things that we do. We have a morning meeting each day with our technicians, and our service managers rotate in leading that meeting. And one of the things that they do at that meeting is they talk about one of our either core values, core purpose, various different things that we hold true as far as our culture is concerned.
It sounds like you're doing an awful lot of leadership development.
Yes, we always want to be developing leaders in our company, whether that is technicians developing leadership, whether that is our service managers or our we have team leaders. So at each location, we have one team leader, which is basically our location leader. And I use the word leader on purpose as opposed to manager.
Gary, take me back to the day when you realized that being a better leader and making your people strong leaders, it was a turning point in your company.
Yes. So that was back in the early 2000s. I discovered a guy named John Maxwell. John Maxwell has been pretty important in my life as far as my leader developing my leadership and my understanding of leadership, as well as reading books. There's multiple books that I've read on leadership that have also helped develop that. I have my leadership mentors, if you will. My leadership mentors are not necessarily people I can reach out and touch. There's probably a couple of them in my life that are, but most of them come from podcasts. So Entree Leadership Podcast and Michael Hyatt Podcast, and there's a couple other ones that I subscribe to. And then reading some books of some pretty key people are kind of the way that I've developed my leadership and keep it strong.
I'm glad to hear you say John Maxwell. He was the author that spun me in a different direction many, many years ago. And I'll never forget, developing the leader within you in the first paragraph was his most famous quote about leadership. Leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
And that has stuck with me my whole life. And Dave Ramsey, another great another great individual who has basically, you know, seen some struggles in his life and turned himself around and then has decided to be a giver and teach people, you know, their own financial freedom and constraints. Thousands and thousands of people, you know, find their moment in time to say, hey, we've got to do something different, something mm-hmm. better. And they find books to read. They find mentors. They join coaching companies that say, you know what, it's not bad to have a little discipline inside the business. As smart as I think I am, mm-hmm. I never want to be the smartest kid in the room. Now, that happened to you.
Right. Oh, yeah. I'm always looking to hire or bring on our team the best possible. And Henry Ford, I think, was a good example of that, where he didn't feel he needed to be the smartest person in the room. He just needed to surround himself with the smartest people in the room.
You know, you sound like an individual because you're a reader that has probably sat down and created a training program of your very own to bring to your people. Have you ever done that?
I have with my service managers, which I call them service managers instead of service advisors because I believe they do more than just advise.
Okay.
So that's what I do. I have created a training program for my service managers that takes it from the initial phone call all the way through the delivery of the vehicle and everything that's involved in between, and from professionalism to customer experience. And so so what we do is at the end of each quarter, we have a Saturday that we meet, and for a few hours, we run through a lot of that training program, and then also do a lot of role playing and process and procedure development.
I'm talking to Bud Houston, a technical product specialist with Federal Mogul Motor Parts. Hey, Bud, what's the best thing about the Guru on the Go van?
Yeah, I think that the best thing about the van and the kind of the mission is it's twofold. One is ultimately to bring brand awareness of the Federal Mogul portfolio. But I think the way that we do that is we bring value to the technician, the shop owner. And how we do that is we bring technical content, we bring some updated material, and once they see that I care about their operation, their reputation, and their qualifications, one, they're built up, but two, they really at that point listen to what I have to say about the brands, and it's built, the relationship is built on a mutual benefit.
So you bring technical stuff, and you bring product specific.
Yeah, me personally, I'm super technical background. So anytime I'm doing a lunch and learn or a van visit, training session, it's typically 90% technical, 10% product.
Any new Moog products that are getting good reviews?
Yeah, one that's recently released is the Dodge Ram 25 and 3500 complete steering assembly. It's inner and outer tie rod ends and drag link pre-assembled. This is the first aftermarket part that's available in a complete assembly for this application. And the specific applications, late model Dodge Rams, are actually a kind of a high failure part on the chassis parts.
What about the compression-loaded ball joints with pre-installed integral dust boot?
Yeah, the integral dust boot has been a huge hit. Initially, the idea was well, where is the boot? And then once you kind of get around and show people, they're like, well, that is the best idea I've ever seen because I've torn so many boots on installation or I've had a boot that's not seated properly. And they're like, well, that's just not an issue now. And they love it.
Federal Mogul Motor Parks' Garage Gurus is your go-to source for the vehicle training, technology, and answers you need to keep your next job on track. On site, online, or on demand, the gurus are here to help keep your business and your career on the road to success. Visit fmgarageguru.com. What's your biggest strength that you bring to the company?
Probably creativity.
Okay.
I'm a fairly creative person, I believe, and so probably my creativity.
Give me an example.
Well, developing that training program would probably be one example. Our marketing and advertising, I usually pre-develop the piece for the person that the designer we actually have do it. I develop the framework and what I want, and then they take it from there. As far as different ways, I think of also communicating with my team. I look for ways that they want to be communicated to, not the way I want to be communicated to them. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. Do you stay really close to your team?
I do my best. Now, one thing I'll say is that the second location has added an interesting twist that, each in life, we reach points where we need to now further develop, right?
Yeah.
And so this is my point where now with the second location, I think keeping in contact with your team is very important. Developing that in myself and then also the plan to do that has been top priority here as we've gotten started.
I'm glad to hear you say that because you have to learn as a leader to stretch yourself in areas mm-hmm. that you never would have thought before. Sometimes we get comfortable, we get to our single location, we never want to leave. Now you've got a branch mm-hmm. and I'm sure 3 and 4 are probably already floating around in your brain to, mm-hmm. To come up with it. And you have to ask that question. How can I either duplicate myself or, continue to stay in touch with my people? What's your disciplines going to be?
I am meeting biweekly with my service managers for continuing training with them. I am meeting once a week with somebody from our company for lunch. So I'm rotating locations and rotating technicians and managers. So I want to always, and those lunches are not how's your job. Those lunches are how's your family. And
that's a great idea. I love that idea.
So doing that and then once a month having technician team lunches. So that is something we will be doing as well. So those are just kind of some of the ways that I'm looking to train. As you grow as a company, when you have a single location, or when we started out in 06, you're doing a lot of it yourself. And as you grow, you begin to have to learn how to do things through other people. And that's leadership as well. And so that's, especially with the second location, that's been some of the things that I've really had to continue to develop in myself is how to motivate from maybe a distance and not be, oh, just get out of the way, I'll do it myself.
boy, there's the secret. You just revealed the secret. I think everyone who's listening has absolutely been guilty of, I'll do it myself. And
right.
that doesn't help you. It doesn't help your people. It doesn't help. And you talk about your great culture. If I was applying for a job at your place and I'd say, so how is it to work here?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?
Yep. Well, most of what I would say would probably sound cliche-ish, because it is truly a family atmosphere and a team environment. Now, I believe that sounds cliche-ish, and I think they probably would hear that at a lot of places they went and interviewed. But it is true when it comes to our company. And what's been cool is to see it translate over to the second location. Both locations, I've been told before with other people that have multiple locations that they're all different. And maybe to an extent they're a little different, but really for us they're not. They're pretty much the same. And that's been, I think, the big emphasis on culture is what's created that duplicity.
Okay, so I'm sitting down from you and I'm interviewing for this job and you just said that really cool stuff, just what I wanted to hear. And yeah. I'm thinking, oh my God, this is my fourth interview this week and I've heard that same story. This is a family place. If I said to you, could I sit down with one of your techs and find out all about your positive culture, would you let that happen?
Yeah, in fact, part of my interview process, which you would have known this from the start, because when I first start my interview, I explain what we're going to do, and it's a 4-step process. So we try to hire slow, and then that way we don't have to fire fast. Let's put it that way.
I've heard that a lot.
You know, I heard it said once that we hire them for what they know and we fire them for who they are. Right. And we're trying to change that. No, we want to get to know who they are by spending time with them. So our first interview is usually a phone interview to just make sure that that's a good fit. At that point, then they come in for an interview with myself. They do meet with our team leader of that location as well. And then we do usually have, if they're a technician, we'll have one of our lead technicians perform an interview as well. And that's a structured interview. It's we give our team or our lead technician, you know, parameters and ideas of what the conversation is going to. We don't just tell them to interview. We actually give them some structure, but that's good because then it's different. It's not me sitting there. It's someone they're going to be working right next to, sitting with them, answering questions. They can ask anything they want to ask, and that's proved to be pretty positive.
So really, what you're doing is you're working so hard to ensure that your culture stays intact and continues.
Yes, we definitely hire for culture fit. I tell everybody that. Another way that we do that is with assessments. So there usually are two different personality strengths of test assessments that they take, which also help us understand them.
Got it. What's the name of the one you give?
So there's two. We have them take the DISC.
Okay.
And then we have them take, it's a Burk assessment from the Burk Company in Georgia.
Got it. I'm familiar with the DISC. I know what that does. Hey, are you hard on yourself?
Probably too much. Yeah. High expectation.
Really? And when it doesn't go well, how do you recover?
Usually my key people around me, my wife, my dad, I got a good friend, Brett, in the industry that they usually talk me down off the ledge.
Okay. Very good. Gary, how do you start your day?
Yeah. So each day I usually start with a morning devotional. So I try to start it out on the right foot. And then each day I have a theme for my days. So I'm a very structured, organized individual. Otherwise, I feel like my life is chaotic. So I have a 4-day a 4-day schedule plan that I have that consists of business management. 1 day business promotion, another day team training, and then self-development. So those are my key focuses for various different days. And then usually Friday is my cleanup day to do the things that still didn't get done that need to get done.
I love it. It's a great structure. Now, are you struggling with anything right now?
No, you know, right now, since I did the schedule layout for myself, before that, probably through December, the beginning of December is when we started took over our second location. So there for about a month or 6 weeks, I was starting to get to the point where I was, okay, I got to figure something out here because I feel like I need structure. So then when I set that out, and then I have bullet points underneath each one of those that keep me focused. That's really helped as far as struggling with anything.
Does your team know of this personal development or structure of yours so they get and understand what you're doing?
No. Yes and no. They know the team training day because those are the weeks that I come in and like to this morning was one morning that I was with our main location working with the managers there with some training. But no, I don't believe that I've shared that with them yet. It's still fairly new, okay. but I'm not against sharing that.
Got it. What's your legacy going to be?
You know, I was, I don't know if you ever, Bob Cooper from Elite.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, he had said once in one of his trainings that I had been to, you know, that, that the Japanese, when they do a business plan, it's a 100-year business plan or a 200-year business plan. And so, you know, what I'm hoping that my legacy isn't just that, you know, build a company to have a good life and then move on. I hope that we build a company, an organization, and a place that people want to come and work and is around for hundreds of years. I'm looking for something that is going to help support people's families and then also give back to the community as well. We're involved in Lucas County Children's Services fairly strongly and giving back to them to help kids' lives.
Great, great. Thank you so much. Let's go inside the shop. The technicians, what kind of training are you getting for them and about how many hours a year are they getting?
Mm-hmm. So our goal every year for every one of our team members, whether it's a manager or whether it's a technician, is 40 hours. Now, that's quite a bit, but that's a goal. I'd rather set a goal at 40 rather than 20.
I hear that a lot, 40 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so what we've done is we've structured our training into quarters. And so they have goals that they do. So two online training courses each quarter, and then one at least one live event each quarter. And we pull those from Automotive Training Institute. We pull those from I'm hoping to send them to Garage Gurus. That has been really cool. Their classes fill up so fast, though, sometimes it's hard to get them in. But then we have some local things that live classes that go on as well. For technicians, live seems to be hands-on is the best thing for them. So I look for those as well.
Well, thanks for a shout-out to my sponsor, Federal Mobile Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. That's really nice. Hey, you had said that 75% of your work is repair and the rest is, you know, maintenance and other. Do you see maintenance growing?
Maintenance will grow as much as you decide to make it grow. So that's, you know, that's part of the ongoing conversation with our managers and with our team. There is a lot of good maintenance out there. And, you know, we tell everyone that works for us, we run a honesty, integrity, and trust is what our biggest things are. We don't make anything up, but it is our responsibility also to bring to the customer the things that need to be done on their vehicle. So that's just important. So maintenance can grow. I do definitely believe that our maintenance could grow, yes, but it's up to us to do that.
Are you using a digital vehicle inspection platform?
We are. Yep, we use repair shop solutions.
Mm-hmm. And do you see that solution helping grow that maintenance side?
No, I don't know that really helps a whole lot with maintenance. What it does help with is transparency with the customer. So we have gotten such good feedback from customers when we create the estimate. We send them the inspection results that the technician has finished with pictures. Which are really, really cool. They love seeing the pictures. They can see what's wrong with their car. So the majority of the people are not there to actually walk out and show them. So for them to see it, we have other places they can go see the pictures as well. They post on our website. We also have an app that is a great app. and the pictures post on there as well. So if for whatever reason they could not get to their email, there are other places they can go to see their pictures.
Got it. Hey, you've told me that a huge challenge in the industry is this moving technology.
Mm-hmm.
How are you dealing with it?
Yeah, so, you know, those type of things, this, again, forgive me if this sounds cliche-ish, but I try to look at it as an opportunity than a problem or something negative, because it is. But I believe that it's going to come around, but I'm believing that it's not going to come around. We're 10 years away, I believe, from really seeing a whole lot of that as far as driverless cars are concerned. And even then, it's going to be slow. It's going to be in the real high-end cars. It's going to be it's going to be a $10,000 to $15,000 add-on to a vehicle. Majority of the cars that we have coming in the door for a while are still not going to have that stuff on.
But you're not worried because you'll adapt.
Oh, yeah.
You'll do whatever you have to do. And
that's right.
And that's the right attitude. No matter if you think in 20 years the business is going to be different and you're going to be in succession mode, your commitment to letting this business live another 100 years at least is in the decisions that you're going to make. And you're not going to be afraid of that.
Right, exactly. Every year we have an annual meeting, and at our annual meeting we set a theme for the year. And this year it was "Be Your Best Self," which is all about self development, and that is for our team members. I look at it also as a company being our best self, as far as me setting them up for success, the best that I can with equipment and with training and that type of thing.
Okay, so I'm an employee. I'm inside. I'm fitting into the culture, but I got a couple of rough spots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm at the meeting. Be your best self.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, Gary, can I talk to you? Hey,
mm-hmm.
I need some help.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of resources would you offer me to improve myself?
That is my dream. I love it when people come say, I'm struggling with this. Can you help me? Because then that tells me that they want to improve. And if someone wants to improve, I have many different ways to help them improve. The struggle comes when you have to go to them and show them the areas that they might need to improve on. But when they come to me, I've worked through books with them. That's one way. And sometimes that's tough, so we got to take it slow because not everybody's a reader. But there's also different ways that we can go about that. There's articles that we can review. If it's personality, you know, there's various different training videos and different things that we can do. But spending some time with them is probably the biggest thing.
You mentioned Bob Cooper and Elite Worldwide, and I believe that company is your business coach?
Actually, Jim Murphy at the Pro Service.
A great story about being in that group.
Well, you know, we have been, Elite and Bob. I grew up on Bob Cooper's training. So through the 90s, I went to everything I could go to that Bob Cooper had, so much so that I felt like by the early 2000s, I could teach his stuff.
Well, that's a great compliment to him.
Yeah. And you know, that's been a huge part of the success of our company. And then Jim Murphy, you know, we have been with Jim since about the year 2000. So we've been with him for about 16 years. And we would not be probably where we are today without those groups and those men helping coach us and lead us in the right direction.
I love Jim Murphy. He did an episode with me in the early days, and I think it was episode 40 or 41. But anyone can go to my website and just to look at the search glass and type in Jim Murphy and find his episode. And I loved his message back then. It continues to hold its weight today. And what's so interesting is when I interview people that are involved with Jim Murphy, they have nothing. But incredible things to say about him. So you also are in a mastermind group. Is that the Jim Murphy group or is that something else?
That's the Jim Murphy group. Yeah, Pro Service.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of service professional entrepreneurs out there that have not made that leap into a mastermind group. Can you got any words of wisdom to share with someone and tell them why they should get involved and, you know, the benefits to a person like you and your company?
Biggest thing is having that outside connection to an outside world and things that you just don't know are there. Okay, when you don't have that connection, you get caught up in your own world, and you don't know what you don't know. And it's very hard, no reason to reinvent the wheel, I guess. And so what it's done for us is, obviously Jim's coaching it has been integral, but also then our connections. The Pro Service is made up of 90 shops of all around the country, and all just want to give back to each other, to the industry. And so those connections that we're able to, we meet 3 times a year, and for us to be able to meet, we meet online too throughout that other period of time, but you are struggling with something, you need an idea, whatever it might be, they are there to help. When we went to, when I went to purchase our second location, start down that road, there was an intricate guy that, John Thompson, that was huge with helping me through that process. He's got, I don't know, 11 or 13 stores, but he was huge in really helping give me perspective, give me ideas, things to look for, and various other different things. So we would not be where we are today and get the feedback that we get from customers of just being so different that we wouldn't have that if we weren't part of that group.
I love what you said. You don't know what you don't know. I used to say that an awful lot. It is such a strong statement. And the other reason that I see people, belonging, the confidentiality of, getting certain things out and sharing it. Sometimes that's cathartic to do that on your own. But, like you said, here's a guy with 11 or so shops who's been there and done that, and he knows what's around the next corner,
right,
that you may not. And that goes back to the you don't know what you don't know thing. Hey, Gary, specialization. Do you ever see that you'd open up a third location and just do Asian?
Oh yeah, I would definitely. If we purchased it in a location where there was a high volume of some sort of type of vehicle, sure, definitely. Now, one thing we are positioning ourselves for now is hybrid specialists. I believe hybrids are here to stay. Electric, I don't know for sure if that will ever really take over, but hybrid, I believe, will definitely grow by leaps and bounds as years go on, just with the fuel economy restraints that they've got to build under now. But so hybrid specialist is definitely something that we are positioning ourselves at now.
Excellent. Hey, Gary, what's the best piece of advice you've been given?
I guess probably my mantra in life is just continued self-development. You never stop learning. You never stop growing and developing. And so that's probably been the piece of advice that had been given to me years ago that I live by, and probably been most influential.
Sounds like the greatest words of wisdom that I always ask at the end of the show. Sounds like we just heard it.
Yeah.
Gary, when did you realize you were living the good life?
I guess it depends on your definition of the good life, right?
Yep.
And, my definition of the good life would be having good friends and family, being able to connect and give back to other families as far as your team is concerned and the people that work with you. So that constitutes the good life for me, seeing and getting to know the people and the individuals, the families, and just being able to see them do well for themselves is the good life, and we're there. We are there. Every day we're able to do that and be able to experience that.
Well, I'm happy for you. Gary Pontius Jr., VP General Manager of Toledo Auto Care, celebrating 100 years. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Carm.
Hey, aftermarketers, thanks for joining us. For an in-depth episode experience, don't miss the show notes for this episode with Gary Pontius Jr. from Toledo Auto Care. Find them exclusively on the show's episodes page at remarkablereresults.biz/E197. Now, don't forget about my challenge to add 500 new listeners. It won't be hard to do. Just email a friend at the episode link or show an industry peer how easy it is to listen. Don't forget how easy it is to listen on iTunes, Google Play Music, or on my free smartphone app available from the App Store. Hey, it's always great to hear from you. Email me at carm@remarkablereresults.biz or head over to the contact page on the website. I get email every week. Now, you're an important reason I bring you these interviews, so you can profit from the answers found in each episode. Hey, thanks for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.